Week of the Sneakers, the swish of the Nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
And we're back for the second game of our doubleheaders. The Omaha Central boys are hosting the Jefferson West Tiger boys after the Omaha Central girls just clinched a share of their seventh consecutive Big Seven league title. Jared Fluffy with you. And Kirk Kilman back in the booth here on your Game of the Week on 92.1 FM KMZA. Omaha Central has won the last five meetings against Jefferson West. This is their second meeting this season, with the Thunder winning back on January 5th. And in that game, it was a 20-4 run to start the game in the first 11 minutes for the Thunder. But Jefferson West, they kind of came back. They pressed Omaha Central, gave some troubles. They turned them over, got some points off of those turnovers. They cut the deficit down to 9, but Omaha Central was able to handle the press better in the fourth quarter, and they were able to hold on to that 11-point win. It was Abe Hilpert leading all scorers with 16 points, including 8 in the first quarter. Evan Olberding had 11 points, he had 8 in the first half. As for Jefferson West, it was Tucker Holhouse leading the Tigers with 12 points. Jefferson West comes into tonight having won 2 of the last 3. They beat Hiawatha by 3 on Tuesday, won at Royal Valley by 1 last Tuesday. And then they lost to Sabetha last Friday by 18. This is a Jefferson West team that does struggle on the road. They're 1-5 on the road versus league teams this season. As for Omaha Central, they have won 6 of the last 8. They did suffer back-to-back losses. That was at Sabetha and at home versus Terre of the Compton. That was on back-to-back days as well on the 9th and the 10th of February. Looking at the Big 7 boys standing, Sabetha stands alone at 12-0. They have already clinched a share of the Big 7 title. They are 16-2 on the season and the number six ranked team in Class 3A. Terre of the Compton is number 2 in the league at 10-2, 13-5 in the overall regular season. Omaha Central, they are in solo third, and they are almost kind of locked into that third spot at 8-4, 12-6 overall. Hiawatha holds them tied for fourth. Red Hawks are 5-7 and 8-10 on the season. As for the Wildcats, they're 5-7 and 6-12 on the regular season. Jefferson West, they are a half game back of the two teams tied for fourth in sixth place at 5-8, and they're 7-11 overall. And Riverside is there at 7th at 2-10, 4-14 overall. Royal Valley is in 8th place. They're 2-11 and 3-15 overall. And that's for the Blue Jay boys. They can win outright if they get one more win on the season. Looking at the sub-state standings, Beloit has clinched the Riley County sub-state standings. Or they have clinched number one in that sub-state. They're 17-1 on the year. In second place, distant second place, tied is Rossville and Omaha Central. Keisha has given the tiebreaker to the Bulldogs in the third place, as of right now, Omaha Central Thunder. Rossville is hosting a 6-11 Riley County team tonight, and they are at Rock Creek. That will be next Tuesday. Rock Creek is 15-2 on the season, so a chance for Omaha Central to pick up a game if they can win out, and then if Rossville loses one of their games remaining, Omaha Central will jump into second place. But either way, I mean, no matter who they face, it'll be a tough challenge because this is a really good sub-state. But moving on down the standings, St. Mary's in fourth place at 11-6. They are at Council Grove tonight, at Wabunsee next Tuesday. Silver Lake is in fifth at 10-7, a full game back of the Bears. So as of right now, they are going to be on the road at St. Mary's. They're at Rock Creek tonight and at Royal Valley, a winnable game for the Eagles next Tuesday. Marysville in sixth, they're 9-9. They're at home for the final two games against Chapman tonight and Romigo on the 20th. Riley County, they are locked into the number 7 spot. 6-11 is the record on the season. They're at Rossville tonight at Mission Valley next Monday. In Minneapolis, they are locked into the 8th spot. They're at Beloit tonight and at Ellenwood coming up next Tuesday. So for Omaha Central, it's most likely going to be either Marysville or Riley County who they play. And they're hoping that it is going to be a home game because they can still, if they lose out and Silver Lake wins out, they can still have a road game. So still things left to be discovered here for both teams. Let's take a look now at our starters. First for, let's go Jefferson West first. Number 5, a junior, Tucker Holhouse. Number 10, a junior, Connor Reich. Number 14, a junior, Kyle Herman. Number 15, a senior, Gage Galley. And number 23, a senior, Caleb Morse. In for Nemaha Central. Starting off with number 0, a 5'10 senior, Carter Rottinghouse. Number 3, a 5'11 junior guard, Evan Oberding. Number 4, a 6'8 junior forward, Colby Freed. Number 11, a 5'10 senior guard, Trent Thomas. And number 24, a 6'6 senior forward, Gage Hilbert. Well, we're going to go ahead and step aside for a break, and we will come back as we'll have a national anthem. And then tip-off coming up next, Good 7 Showdown, Nemaha Central, Jefferson West, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The officers and staff at United Bank and Trust would like to invite you to join us for our annual open house on Wednesday, February 28th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at both Seneca locations. Stop in for a bowl of soup and conversation. Our friendly staff is looking forward to serving you at our annual open house that will take place on Wednesday, February 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Get your garden seed this year at Souther Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Souther Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Souther Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Souther Building Supply in Seneca.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
KMZA.
All right, here we go. Nemaha Central, Jefferson West here in Seneca. Let's get the starters for the Tigers are Holthouse, Reich, Hurtman, Galley, and Morse. As for the Thunder, it's Rottinghouse, Oberding, Free, Thomas, and Hilbert. Nemaha Central wins the tip, and we are underway. Here's the drive right side, and a hand check right out of the gate. Called against Kyle Hurtman. Trent Thomas tried to blow by him on the right wing. He'll inbound it on the far sideline near the wing. And Hilbert will do the inbounding. A year it's been for the Nemaha Central big. Oberding pass near side wing. Entry pass. Nice find for Rottinghouse. No good for Hilbert, but the tip in for Colby Free. And a 6'8 junior gets Nemaha Central on the board first. Cross pass, far side to Hurtman against Nemaha Central, half-court prep. Extend the zone out near half-court. Across half-court, pass deflected by Free, and out of bounds will stay with the Tigers. Tigers head coach by Joe Smith, and Nemaha Central head coach by John Thomas. He celebrated his 500th career win before this one got underway. He got that 500th win at Riverside this past Saturday. What a career he's had so far, and trying to getting back to state. Again, this year after they were one game shy of getting to state a year ago. Holdhouse with it. Far side of wing, dribble towards the middle. Bounce pass to Herman. Herman hands it off. Connor Reich, top of the key, now far side wing catch for Caleb Morris. He'll drive left. Jump stop, head fake. Backdoor cut intended for Galley. Pass deflected into the hands of Nemaw Central. Here come the Thunder. Hilbert, a little floater. Good. Trent taking charge. Was Morse, but nothing called as the two collided. Hilbert gets the two, and it's 4-0. Here's the pass thrown away by Rottinghouse. Nice find for free, and he will try to dunk it, but he misses, but he's fouled. A hit on the arm caused the ball to be jarred free from the junior forward's grasp. And the 6'8 big will go to the line to shoot two. Kobe Free has significantly improved his game from his sophomore season a year ago. His first free throw for Colby is good. First free throw attempts of the ball game. Already 5-0 Thunder lead. Second one for Free is no good. And a loose ball on the rebound picked up by Connor Reich. He'll pass across half court to Herman. Herman dribbles to the near side corner. Gives up his dribble. High post. Gives it to Galley. Hand off. Three. Good for Kyle Herman. Gave it up for a split second. Got it right back. Knocked down the tray. Jefferson West on the board for the first time tonight. It's 5-3. Trent Thomas wraparound pass goes off his foot to Hilbert. He wanted to bounce it, but his pass went too far and hit Hilbert in the foot. Galley goes to work in the post on Hilbert. Shot is blocked by the 6'6 senior, Abe Hilbert. Outlet pass from Rottinghouse to cutting Olberding. Left-handed layup high off the glass and in. Evan Olberding lays it up and through there. The 5'11 junior makes it 7-3 Nemaw Central. Bounce pass goes to Reich. The far side corner, the left-handed three on the way. No good for Tucker Holdhouse. Rebound for Carter Rottinghouse. He'll push it. Left side, he'll trail it. That's no good. A little bit short, too far away from the basket. Out of bounds, it'll go to Jefferson West with 5.5 to go first quarter. Reich bringing it up the near side, defended by Free. It's Free defending the ball in the press. Going to get it across that court with Herman. Using his length to their advantage. Nice find, high post, low post, pass. Shot swatted from behind by Colby Free from Caleb Morse. And that one will stay with the Thunder, last touch by Free. Went from being the lead point on the press to swatting a shot underneath the basket. He's been all over the place tonight for the Thunder. Lob inbound. Caught by Reich. 5:10 to go first quarter. He'll look to his left of the wing. It's stopped. Lob inside. Morse. From the left block, defended by Hilbert. Goes towards the middle. Soft kick. Holdhouse. He'll try another three. That one. Good. And Tucker Holdhouse with his first basket of the night. 7-6. And quickly go back the other way if they'll get back on defense. And Trent Thomas, a foul going up, shooting two. Caleb Morris commits the personal. His first team's third already. Again, the Tigers not getting back on defense there. First free throw for Thomas is good. His first point of the night. His first substitution of the night is Cooper Watkins checks in. We're checking for Kyle Herman. Watkins, a sophomore. 2-for-2 at the free throw line for Trent Thomas at this trip. Makes it 9-6, Nemaw Central. 4:45 to go first quarter. Middle of the court, Galley. Three ball on the way, right side. And that is too strong for Watkins. And a rebound for Nemaw Central. Looking to push, running out. He'll slow it up. Didn't have the numbers. Smart decision. And Olberding will give it Thomas, the left side for Rottinghouse. Doesn't use the screen. Pulls up. Too strong. Went right to Free. To give it to Hilbert working the free throw line. He'll give it back out. Pick and roll. Hilbert will drive baseline. Gets tripped up and he's fouled by Caleb Morse. And that's going to be a second.
Caleb Morse, his second.
Joe Smith and the Jefferson West crowd not happy about that call. He's going to stay in the game, though. Up inside for free. Shot up, and that's no good from 8 feet away in the middle of the paint, and a rebound. Right. Hooker pass up ahead. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Wrap around pass. Going to work is Galley. Inside the paint, defended by Free. Shot high off the glass. No good. Rebound by Free. He gets smacked in the face. And that's going to be his third foul for Caleb Morris. And holding his right eye, but some discomfort with his right eye after Morris inadvertently smacked him in the face. And that is the fifth foul against Jefferson West in the quarter already with 3:54 to go, and that'll send Free to the free throw line to shoot. But 1-for-2 his last trip. Jefferson West, a couple of threes have saved them so far early on, but it's been Nemoff Central that has really dominated in the half-court offense early on. First free throw for the 6'8 junior is good. He's got 4 now. One more try as there's no substitutions this time around. On its way, and it's no good off the right side. Rebound for Watkins of Jefferson West. So it stays 10-6, 3:47 to go first quarter. Hand off is to Watkins. Defended heavily by Evan Olberding. He'll hand it off to Reich. Back to Watkins. He'll try 3. The lefty, no good. Too strong. And had it poked away from Hilbert. Layup good. And that's Jason Payne. Makes it 10-8. Thomas trying to make quick work. He sprints. But he picks it back up. And he goes up and lays it in. Fantastic job staying with the play. The 5'10 senior makes it 12-8. He beats the press. Across half court, far side. High post catch. Nice touch pass. Jason Payne. Reverse layup. Good. For Cooper Watkins. And the offense starting to go for both teams here. And Trent Thomas being left alone. He gets past the defender, lays it up and in. They are not guarding Trent Thomas. That is his third time he has scored tonight. He has 6. It's 14-10, Nemaha Central. 2:59 left to go here in the first quarter. It is a 30-second timeout called by Coach Smith. Back here in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
KMZA.
2:59 left to go in the first quarter. Offense is really clicking for both teams, and Nemaha Central leading Jefferson West 14-10. Back underway. Jefferson West with the ball. 3 fouls for Caleb Morris, the big for the Tigers. Here's a 3 off the dribble. That is no good. Halfway down, popping out of there for Wright. For an offensive rebound for Galley. And a foul against the Thunder on the floor. That'd be the first foul of the game against the Thunder. This one goes towards Trent Thomas. Inbound for Reich. Go to the corner on the far side. Watkins. Jump stop. Shot no good from the left side. Free had it poked away, but into the hands of Trent Thomas. Or actually, break it apart. That's not Trent Thomas. That's actually Cooper Kramer, who just checked in the ballgame. Collected here on the left side wing. Bounce pass. This is Caden Peterson from the free throw line. He'll pass it out to Evan Olberding. Thomas cut back door, couldn't find him, so Olberding will dribble to the far side wing. Get a screen by Peterson, jump stop to Free. Kramer, screen by Free, goes right, and a whistle, and a holding foul is going to be called on Jason Payne. Once again, the Jefferson West crowd not happy with calls that are being made here. And that will send Kramer to the free throw line to shoot two. .209 remaining here in this first quarter. Thunder trying to extend their lead. First free throw is good. The 5'11 senior has started in quite a few of the games this season. That's no good. One for two for Kramer. And a rebound for the Tigers. 2:02 left to go here in this first quarter. Reich looks to his right. Dribbled off his own foot. Into the hands of Thomas. Here comes Free up the far side. And he's stripped from behind. Nice hustle by Jason Payne. Getting the steal right back. Reich will hand it off to Oldhouse. Defended by Kramer. Pass a little high, but into the hands of Payne. He'll pass it back to Reich. Go to his left. The screen. He'll use it from Galley. Goes back to his right. Oldhouse with it. Man-to-man defense for Nemaha Central. Oldhouse. That's deflected by Free and thrown away. And now he steps out of bounds. So back to Jefferson West. And close range to his teammates, Dave Hilbert and Carter Rottinghouse, who are just now checking in. Jeff West will get it at half court here. And Free will get a break. And so will Trent Thomas. 1:22 to go. First quarter, 15-10 Nemaha Central. Three off the dribble is not going to count. We have an offensive foul, I think. Oh, no, correction. Excuse me. No, it's going to be a foul against Carter Rottinghouse in Nemaha Central. It was off the ball. It was underneath the basket. A few bodies in the way, so didn't get to see it. So that'll be his first, team second. And then goes to Holthouse from the C of the NC logo at half court. Here's Galley with it, defended by Abe Hilbert. He's going to pull for three. I thought the left side no good. Rebound for Evan Oberding. Up ahead to Kramer. Bounce pass to Hilbert. Nice catch. She lays it up and in left side. And Abe Hilbert on the board for the second time today. It's 17-10 Thunder. Heck of a scoring effort here in this first period for Nemaha Central. 45 seconds left in the frame. Catch by Galley. High post. Hands it back. Drive right side, right kick, mid-range jumper on the way is good for Jason Payne. Nice response. He is the first Tiger with multiple field goal makes, 17-12. And quickly back the other way, a rejection of from Caden Peterson. I believe that was Payne again. Here comes the Tigers. The pass intended for Galley, deflected, thrown away, and safe going out of bounds by Evan Oberding. Kramer passed near side wing for Rottinghouse. He'll pass it back to Oberding, and he'll bring it back to half court, and they'll set up the play with 12 seconds left. Then in near half court by Reich. 6 seconds left. Oberding crosses over. Drives right side. 4 seconds. High up the glass. High and good. And that is how the quarter comes to a close. What a shot by Evan Oberding. He has four. Makes it 19-12. Nemaha Central leads it after the first quarter. Back here in a minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. And welcome home to Community National Bank.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Solid offensive effort from both teams at the end of the first quarter. Nemaha Central leads Jefferson West 19-12. 6 points for Trent Thomas, 4 apiece for Evan Oberding, Kobe Free, and Abe Hilbert. And for Jefferson West, 4 points for Jason Payne. Three players for Nemaha Central with multiple field goal makes in the first quarter. In trouble is Reich, that was Cooper Watkins giving it to Reich. Back to Watkins, far side corner. Going to drive baseline on Rottinghouse. He stops the short corner. Good defense by Rottinghouse. He'll kick it out of there. Galley, defended by Hilbert, spins the outside, cuts back to the inside, and travel. That possession lasted 31 seconds, and the Tigers come up empty. Seamoss Central getting their first possession of this second quarter. Roddinghouse brings it across half court, and he'll give it to Oberding. And he'll signal for Peterson to go to the wing on the near side. He does just that. Oberding with an alley-oop to Roddinghouse, the guard. It's batted away by Gage Kelly. Roddinghouse, a 5'10 senior, turned an alley-oop to him. I think they wanted that just a little bit higher to try to get a backdoor layup, but instead, Kelly with the heads-up play, batting that away. Inbound for Kramer on the far side, goes to Oberding, we're back underway. Oberding gives to Kramer. Kramer to Hilbert, and an offensive foul underneath will go against Team Peterson. That particular official has been got a keen eye for off-ball offensive fouls here tonight, both here early in this one and in the girls' game as well. Really focusing on that here tonight. In trouble at half court is Tucker Holthouse, and a foul's going to be called against Cooper Kramer, trying to heavily defend him, make sure he doesn't get around the double team. So that will be the second team foul. Actually, yes, that's correct. And the first against Cooper Kramer. So right from the top of the key, defended by Roddinghouse. Pass far side to Watkins. Holthouse cutting across the paint. Good defense on the help by Peterson. Shot stripped. Strike got rejected going up. Here's Oberding. Left-handed layup is good. Uncontested. And Oberding now with 6 points. He's the first player for either team to have three field goal makes here tonight. 6.5 to go second quarter. 21-12 in favor of Seamoss Central. Here's the rebound. Cooper Watkins, far side corner, no good. Long rebound, Oberding. One and done for Jefferson West. Roddinghouse wanted to drive. Instead, he does a cross-court pass, far side. Kramer's going to call for three, and he got it. Cooper Kramer, his first field goal of the game. He has four. And a quick 5-0 run for the Thunder to start this second quarter. Transitioning the offense from the first quarter to the second quarter. Herman trying to get around Peterson. Nice dish. Shot no good, though, by Jason Payne from the right block. Rebound Thunder. Meanwhile, Central has been crashing the glass very well in this one on both sides of the court. Oberding bounce pass to Hilbert to go to work and a reach-in foul against Payne. Trying to poke it away from the 6'6 senior. And that will be his second foul. So already some foul trouble for Jefferson's West forwards. Caleb Morris picked up 3 fouls in the first quarter, and Payne is going to stay in this game. Carter Heike will check in for the first time tonight for Nemaw Central, the 5'11 sophomore. Nice pass from Hilbert, the high post, the low post for Kobe Free. He lays it up and in from straight away, and Free now with 6 points. Cross half court, pass to Payne. Three ball on the way by Herman. That's no good, just a little bit to the right. And a long rebound for Roddinghouse to bring it up himself. To Hilbert. He'll drive from the top of the key. He goes left side. Gets around. Payne, it looked like he tried to set the offensive foul. And the layup is good. And Hilbert has six. It's 28-12. A 9-0 run to start the quarter for the Thunder. Timeout called by the Tigers. And we'll take a 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock Risk Protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Kansaland Radio.
28-12, our score, with 5:17 to go in the second quarter. Nemaw Central leading at home against Jefferson West. A 9-0 run to start this second quarter for the Thunder. Reich will hand it off to Holthouse. Dribble to his left, his strong hand. He'll give it up to Reich on the right side wing. He'll drive baseline. Saw the short corner. High post catch from Payne, who has two personal fouls still in the game. Make another catch after the dish from Watkins. Right goes to his left, a screen by Payne. He stopped in the left side wing, but once again handed off to Payne. He'll try a three off the dribble. It is good from straight away for Connor Reich. There's the first basket of the second quarter for the Tigers. This is Roddinghouse. Entry pass, free. You're going to post up from the left. Block. Shut up. No good. Over Payne. Gets his own miss. Putback is swatted out of there. But right to Hilbert, who puts it up and in. And timeout called by Coach John Thomas. Wearing those brand new white and purple shoes that were gifted to him for his 500th win. Team said, we're going to give you these shoes. You got to wear them the rest of the way. And he's done just that. 29 seasons. Red Coach John Thomas, 501 wins now after winning another game on Tuesday. 8 state Final Fours, 2 state runner-ups, 12 state tournament appearances, 9 Big 7 league titles, and 22 sub-state title games in his illustrious career. Step aside for 30 seconds, 30 to 15 Nemaha Central, up big here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
KMZA.
Nemaha Central continues to put the pressure on Jefferson West. They lead 30-15 with 4:20 to go here in the second quarter. Tiger basketball out of the timeout. This is Galley with it, signaling for a pain to cut back door. Galley working on free, hands it off to Reich. Dribbling to his right. Jump stop. Whistle, foul on the floor. Third foul of the quarter for the Thunder, and that one goes to Carter Rottinghouse, the second first Thunder player with multiple personal fouls. Inbound for right goes to Galley, near side corner, defended by Free, hand in his face, and whistle, and a foul again off the ball by that same official. This one will go against Carter Heich. 5'11 sophomore picks up the personal. Inbound will be caught by Herman, defended by Thomas, trying to get a piece of that, could not. Right dribbles to the top of the key, he'll give up to Galley, far side wing. Nice hands by the lanky, long-armed Free to poke it free. He gets the steal, drive Thomas from the left wing, and he's fouled on the floor. He's bumped. And they love to use Free and bring him out on the press, be at the front of it. Then in the interior, he does a fantastic job of poking away, and he passes in his direction. Nicholas Herman checking in the ball game, played quite a bit in the junior varsity game earlier. Thomas gets it into Rottinghouse, beautiful pass with a shot, no good. And a rebound for Reich. Near side corner catch for Payne, closed out from Hilbert, giving him a little bit of a cushion. And Reich dribbles to his left back towards the middle. There's 3.5 to go in the second quarter. He's up his dribble. Far side wing catch for Nicholas Herman. Give us to Galley. Now to Payne. Payne to Reich in the corner. He'll drive baseline on Rottinghouse. Lost it. Poked out of bounds. I think Hilbert got a piece of it. And he'll stay with the Tigers. Derek Wirtz. Evan Oberding checking in for Nemaha Central. Wirtz, a 6'5 junior, as the length just continues to come out off the bench for this Nemaha Central team. 6'6, 6'8, 6'5, their three tallest players. There's a air ball three from the near side corner from Cooper Watkins, and it goes out of bounds, and it'll, the two officials will come together to make the call here. It'll stay with the Tigers. The 3:11 to go. Still 30-15. It's stuck in the score for just a little bit now. Inbound, gets it into Galley. Working the high post on Free. Spins to left side, goes back towards the middle. Shot up over Free is good. Engage Galley. Finally on the scoreboard for the first time tonight. Here's a three response for Evan Oberding. That's off the back of the rim. No good. Long rebound for Carter Reich. He'll bring it up himself. Lob far side corner. Three ball on the way. Too strong this time for Watkins. And a rebound for Free. Hike brings it up. Near side wing catch. Overton gets it back to Hike. to three to Trent Thomas, far side wing. Drives middle, gets past the defender, shot high, up and in. Trent Thomas being ultra-aggressive here tonight. He now has 8. Tied for the leading scorer with Hilbert. It's 32-17. Underneath the basket, Watkins slams it underneath the bottom of the rim, defended by Hike. A rebound by Hike. And I think a timeout call by Nemaw Central. And it will be. So Nemaw Central will have the ball out of the break. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
2:16 remaining, second quarter. Nemaw Central, 32. Jefferson West, 17 here in Seneca. Thunder basketball out of the timeouts. Three is double teamed near the end in the NC half-court logo. Bounce pass to Hike, far side wing. Got room to drive, jump stop. Shot over contact is good. Both him and Payne go to the floor. Risky having Payne try to take a charge considering he has 2 fouls. That's the second time he's done that with 2 fouls here in the second quarter. 1:50 now let it go here in the period. Wright goes to his right. And a bit of a shove there from Derek Wirtz. He picks up the personal. Payne hurting a little bit. He got hit in the face maybe. So Wright goes to the free throw line to shoot two after Nemaw Central picks up their 15th foul. The first one is good. That was the first free throw attempt of the game for the Tigers. Payne will exit momentarily. And Herman in for Jeff West. And again, Payne, I think, might have got hit in the face as the second free throw is no good for Wright. Here come the Thunder. 1:40 to go, second quarter. Free to Olberding. To Hike, far side wing. Going to his left. And he'll pass the near side wing to Evan Olberding. Short splashes the high post. He doesn't give it to him, though. Give it to Hike instead. He'll hand it off to Thomas. Curling off the handoff. He'll drive after stopping momentarily. And that is good. Off the left side of the glass with his right hand. Back-to-back quarters with multiple field goal makes. And he's got 10 here in this first half with 1:04 to go. Holthouse gives to Reich, flashing in the paint. Kick it out. Galley trying to drive. He'll kick, but he traveled. Galley with the turnover, and Abe Hilbert will check in for Kobe Free. What a game that the two bigs are having here tonight. Hilbert with 8, Free with 6. Free's also done some really good things on defense as well. Thomas gives to Wirtz backwards on a pass. He gives up his dribble, still in the backcourt, and it'll be a 10-second violation as the pass to Olberding was still in the backcourt. Tigers forced a turnover with 43.3 seconds left, but still, Nemaw Central has doubled up the Tigers to 36-18. Just 6 points here in the quarter for Jeff West. Right goes to his right, to the wing, to Herman. Far side wing to Nicholas Herman, should clarify. Kyle Herman with the pass. A nice feed to Galley, who lays it up and in. After catching it from the left block, moved to his right and scored from straight away. 36-20 with 20 seconds left in the half. Hilbert. Gives it up to Olberding from the near side wing. He'll drive in the lane. Shut up, no good. And Hilbert commits the foul as Galley holds in the rebound. First foul of the game for the Nemaw Central senior forward. And 12.4 seconds left, but that will send Galley to the free throw line. Since, as mentioned, they're already in the bonus. Galley, his first trip to the free throw line. He has 4 points, all of which coming here in the second quarter. First free throw for the Jeff West senior forward is good. Colby Free will check back in for Derek Works. He has 12.4 seconds left. Nemaw Central, if they can get the rebound or the make here, they'll get the ball back. The chance for the final shot. Second one's no good. Tips. Loose in the corner. Picked up by Abe Hilbert. With 8 seconds left. 6 seconds left for Olberding. Driving in the lane with five. High at the glass. No good. Tips. Picked up by Hike. Shot the buzzer. No good. 50 feet out on the left side. That's how the half comes to a close. 36-21, Nemaw Central leading at the break. We'll have our halftime show coming up next, brought to you by Highland Community College, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Cardiac Rehab is here for you. Our highly trained staff, which includes Kylie Felkamp, Chelsea Herter, and Chelsea Runnebaum, provide cardiac patients and their families with education about cardiac fitness and guidance toward a healthier lifestyle, both physically and emotionally. Our specialized rehab services are designed to help the patient with heart disease recover faster and return to a full, productive life. To learn more about our cardiac rehab service, contact Kylie Felkamp at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent, to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here in Seneca with Nemaha Central leading Jefferson West 36-21. And in that first half, offense came quick for both teams early in the first quarter. Three Thunder players scoring multiple field goals with Trent Thomas leading the way with 6 points. Nemaha Central had a 19-12 lead going into the second quarter. Thunder kept it going with a 9-0 run to start the second quarter. Abe Hilbert and Thomas both getting multiple field goal makes in the second quarter as well. Thomas currently 10 points already. Hilbert has 8, and again, a 36-21 lead for the Thunder at the half. Looking at the individual scoring leaders, first for the Tigers, 5 points for Gage Galley, 4 points apiece for Connor Wright and Jason Payne, and 3 points apiece for Tucker Holthouse and Kyle Herman, and 2 points for Cooper Watkins. And for Utah Central, mentioned 10 for Thomas and 8 for Hilbert. Also 6 apiece for Evan Oberding and Colby Free. 4 points for Cooper Kramer and 2 points for Carter Hike. And as mentioned, the offense really coming and staying for Utah Central, and coming and staying for the Thunder. 19 points in the first quarter, 17 more in the second quarter. And they have a chance to really pour it on here in this third quarter and get this game out of hand, out of the break early. Master Jefferson West, they're trying to not let that happen. They can come back as they trail by 15 at the break. Here in our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. We're going to take a break, and we will come back here in a few minutes as we're being entertained by the Nemaha Central Tech band at midcourt. We'll come back in just a bit. Again, on your Highland Community College Halftime Show, 36-21 Nemaha Central leading Jefferson West here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
The officers and staff at United Bank and Trust would like to invite you to join us for our annual open house on Wednesday, February 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at both Seneca locations. Stop in for a bowl of soup and conversation. Our friendly staff is looking forward to serving you at our annual open house that will take place on Wednesday, February 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Get your garden seed this year at Souther Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Souther Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Souther Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Souther Building Supply in Seneca.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff.
As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here on our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. And looking at our scores around the area, bring off with the Big 7, Holton leading Sabetha 35-19. How about that? That's kind of a shocker there, as Sabetha, I mean, as mentioned, they have already clinched at least a share of the Big 7 titles, maybe letting off the gas just a little bit. But again, Holton leading Sabetha 35-19. Sabetha has not lost in league play in a very long time. So that would be certainly a shocker if that result holds. We will see. So again, 35-19, Holton leading Sabetha at halftime. Also on the boys' side, Royal Valley leading Hiawatha 31-19. In the NEKL, Jackson Heights leading McLeod at halftime 33-15. Also, Jefferson County North leading the Valley Falls boys 18-17 at halftime. And in the, let's take a look at some Twin Valley League scores. If I get those pulled up here real quickly, if I can get that in just a couple of seconds here. See what we got. After three quarters, Lynn Boys leading Donovan West 35-20. Also, Troy leading Hanover, how about this, 31-19. Although the Troy girls led at halftime, and even after three quarters, but ended up losing to Hanover. Also, Clifton Clyde leading Centralia Boys 12-8. And by the way, a huge game on that, between those two teams on the girls' side, Clifton Clyde defeating Centralia 40-39, handing the Panthers their first loss in league play. So they fall to 9-1, and Clifton Clyde improves to 8-2. So things getting a little bit interesting in the Twin Valley League after Centralia is starting to pull away from everybody. But those are your scoring updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. And time to update your vehicle. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. 36-21 here in Seneca. Jefferson West trailing Nemaw Central. And the Thunder get the ball out of the break. It'll be Free, Running House, Thomas, Hilbert, and Olberding. We are underway. And for Jefferson West, it's going to be Galley, Holt House, Reich, as well as Herman, and Morse. Morse with three fouls. Here's an alley-oop up to Free. Running House was a little bit too low, so he caught it and saved it from going out of bounds and kept it in play for the Thunder. Catch by Thomas, near side wing, as they went from wing to wing. A couple of screens. Top of the key catch, opening drives right. Nice pass fake, spins it up. I couldn't click it to go. Beautiful move by Evan Olberding. He maneuvers around the defense and flips it up. Couldn't quite get it to go with an immense amount of spin on the ball, trying to get a roll off the glass. As the first free throw for Olberding is good after that foul was committed by Gage Galley. So now 7 points for Olberding. Second one on its way. That one is no good at the left side of the rim. It falls for the 5'11 junior. Reich pulls up after a fake handoff, and he makes the mid-range jumper. No passes. That possession for Jefferson West. He has six. Leads the Tigers in scoring now. It's Free. Will hand it off to Thomas. Beat Jefferson West. Press with no issue. Running out, second and drive. Wraparound pass. Olberding wide open. Three on the way. Good from the near side corner. Off the nice drive by Carter Rottinghouse. And Olberding now with 10 points. Tying the game high with Trent Thomas. Good drive, but shot no good by Reich, trying to do too much with it. Here's a baseball pass. Oh, beautifully thrown to Trent Thomas, and he's fouled going up. What a throw by Evan Olberding. Looked like a two-step hop from Uena Cespedes right there. An absolute rifle to his teammate. Two free throws coming up for Thomas. First one is no good. First miss from the free throw line tonight. Second one is good. So 11 points for the 5'10 senior, 41-23 Nemaw Central. Again, Reich trying to do everything by himself here. He stopped at the near side block. It's poked away, so he picks it back up. Kicked out to the Holdhouse for three. No good off the right side in the hands of Carter Rottinghouse. Olberding, far side wing, lob inside for free. The 6'8 junior goes to work as Tigers convert. Shot no good. And rebound for the Tigers, Cage Galley. Near side corner catch, wide open three on the way for Herman. Too strong. And rebound by Holdhouse underneath the basket. Puts on the floor and turns it over. Runninghouse gets a steal. And Runninghouse gets tripped up. That's going to be a foul. Third one already against Jefferson West here in this quarter. And that one will go against Morse, and that is his fourth personal foul. Picked up three fouls in the first quarter. He picks up another one just 2 minutes into this, not even 2 minutes into the third quarter. So Jason Payne checks in. He did a good job of not fouling after he picked up his second personal in the second quarter. Rottinghouse to Olberding, far side wing to Hobart, and that pass deflected out of bounds by Payne. Trying to make the catch on the far side block. Inbound for Thomas, and intended for free. He throws it away. It'll go to the Tigers. So Connor Reich trying to get something going here for Jefferson West. He is the lone basket of this quarter. And he will hand it off to Herman. He gives it to Payne. He'll give it to Holdhouse on a handoff far side wing. We'll drive left. Nice hands by Rottinghouse hooking it free. And it's a turnover. Here comes Olberding. Back to free. Thought about the three. Then gives it up to Rottinghouse. Near side wing. Back to Olberding. Back to Rottinghouse. Man-to-man defense from the Tigers. Thomas comes off a screen. He'll pass far side Olberding. Drives on Herman. Had a poke free from him. And he turns it over. Holdhouse, nice find underneath for Payne. Shot is no good, but I think a foul is going to be committed by Colby Free here. And indeed it will. That's just his first of the game. .519 to go, third quarter, 41-23 Thunder. First free throw is good for Jefferson West, Jason Payne. You know it's 5 points. Payne, a sophomore. Second one is no good, rebound free. Payne having to play a lot due to Caleb Morse picking up four fouls. Pass across that court to Olberding to Free, top of the key. Far side wing catch, Olberding drives baseline. Floater over Payne, no good, tipped by Free into his hands, and he's fouled going up. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. This will be his third trip to the free throw line today. Most out of anybody in this one. Heading to the fourth quarter, Holton now only up by just three against Sabetha, 44-41. First free throw for Free is short, no good. Free 2-for-5 from the free throw line, 6 points on the evening. And by the way, that got picked up by Payne, that's his third personal. Second one is good. Right, pass inside to Payne. Kick it out. Hand off. Herman gives it back to him. Defended by Rottinghouse. Right drives right. Kicks it out. Payne, pass on the run. Herman, just outside the block. Pass and a long two is good for Gage Galley. Galley now has 7. Makes it 42-26 with 4:33 to go. Nice full court pass up ahead to Free. They'll slam it home on the pass from Abe Hilbert. So Free gets the dunk. He has 9. He won one in the first quarter, but was fouled on the arm, and he gets the two-handed slam here. This is Payne. He'll hand it off. Holdhouse, pick and roll to Galley. Right side, shut up. Over a couple defenders, it's good off the glass. Galley now with 9. That's the head to Olberding. Again, Jefferson West, it's kind of just been an issue of not getting back on defense after a make or a miss. High post catch Hilbert. He'll fire a 13-footer. Good! Nice touch by Abe Hilbert. He's got 10. He made 2 field goals in the first and second quarters. He makes one here. Back to an 18-point lead for the Thunder. Reich thought about the three, and so he'll give it up far side wing for Payne. Hands off to Holthouse, Sterling to his left. Nice give and go to Galley. Shut up and good. Off the right side, Gage Galley starting to get it going. He has 3 field goals in this quarter. He's got 11. Olmerding had it stripped. He didn't see the man coming from behind him. He had a wide open 3. He said he stripped. Here come the Tigers. But Reich lost it out of bounds on a crossover dribble. Thunder get it back. As Nicholas Herman checks in for Jeff West. He's been sitting right in front of me for a little while checking for his brother here. 3:23 to go, third quarter, 46-30, Omaha Central. Thunder basketball. Thomas across half court. Near side wing, pass to Running House. They try to trap him. Gets around it, pass deflected, but it ends a free. Pull-up jumper is good from 6 feet out for Kobe Free. Makes that look so easy. He now has 11 points. Failing for Nicholas Herman to come get the ball. And Reich's going to try to drive. He had a poke free, loose under the basket. It's picked up by Payne. He'll kick it out to Galley. He'll try a 3. No good. Halfway down, popped out of there. Rebound, Trent Thomas in Omaha Central. Thomas driving. Contact, no foul. And rebound by Nicholas Herman. Good job of securing that one over Colby Free. Reich is looking to drive. It's with the double team, but he lost it again. Kramer picks it up. Back-to-back turnovers by Reich. 2:30 to go, third quarter. Running house across half court. Down by Holthouse. Now dribble back and set the play up. Up by 18. 2:20 to go in the third. Far side corner catch. Kramer. Bounce pass. High post. Free goes to work. He'll kick it out. Thomas thought about it, but holds on to it. Right side wing catch. Running house. Hilbert. High post catch. Dribbles left. Jump stop. Kick out. Thomas. Hill with the drive baseline. Spins the outside. Now reverses course. 2:03 to go. Good defense by the Tigers in this possession. Pass may have been deflected, but into the hands of Kramer. Low block catch, reverse layup. Good for Abe Hilbert off the glass. Going from the left to the right side. 3 consecutive quarters with 2 field goal makes. He has 12. It's 50-30. Reich signals for Payne to come get the ball. Instead, he'll go the opposite way. 3 men on the weak side. 2 on the strong side. Nicholas Herman with the catch. Near side wing catch for Holthouse. Now Galley has it, defended by Free. Near side corner. Reich's out about the 3. Rolls onto it as Kramer puts a hand in his face. Galley, near side corner, just inside 3-point line, gives it up. 1:22 to go in the quarter. Hand off. Holthouse. Entering it to Galley. A little floater is good. And a timeout called. Gage Galley. 4 field goal makes here in this quarter. He has 13, 50-32. Still an 18-point lead for the Thunder. Back here in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Heck of a quarter for Gage Galley. He has 8 points in the frame on 4 field goal makes. However, Omaha Central still a 50-32 lead. Omaha Central has outscored Jefferson West in this quarter 14-12. Omaha Central's offense is really just, it got going early and has kept going throughout the entirety of this game. They scored 19 points in the first quarter, 17 in the second quarter, and they have 14 here in this period with 1:17 to go in the third. Carter Hike checks in for Omaha Central, and so does Eric Wirtz. Also in for the first time tonight is Jack Mackey. So Running House gets the inbound. Kramer gets it just shy of half court. Defended by a double team. Dribbles across that court, pass to Hike. Stutters his feet, and he'll hand it off. Roddinghouse. Passing it for Mackey. Thrown away by Holthouse. Left side drive. Layup, good. Tucker Holthouse led the team in scoring in the first meeting with 12. He has 5 here tonight. 50 seconds left, 50-34. Roddinghouse passing inside. Nice one-handed snag by Wirtz, but the shot is no good. And rebound by Galley. Outlet Holthouse, far side wing. Far side corner catch, Nicholas Herman. Entry pass. Payne goes to work over Wirtz, and he's fouled. Wirtz picks up his second personal. Jason Payne, who has 5 points, goes to the line to shoot two. 35.4 seconds left in the quarter. First one is too strong by the sophomore forward this time. One more try for Payne. That one is good. He's now 2 for 4 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 6 points. It's 50-35. 30 seconds left here in the third quarter. Running house just shy of half court. Dribbles it across. Up the far side. Drives into lane. Reverse layup. Good. Spin high off the glass. And that is Carter Rottinghouse's first pass of the night. Hard to believe that, considering how well he's performing on defense. 15 seconds left. Edger pass to Payne. Kicks it out. Galley. Thought about three. Far side wing catch. Nicholas Herman. 10 seconds left for the Tigers. Near side wing catch. Holdout. 7 seconds. Drive. Cross. Payne pass. Shot. No good off the glass with 5.1 seconds left. But foul on the play is Cooper Watkins. That was a tough pass going across the paint to the right side block. And that foul picked up by Wirtz, or correction, picked up by Hike. That is his second. First free throw is good for Cooper Watkins, his first free throw attempt of the game. Second one's up, and that one's good as well. He's got 4. 5 seconds left for the Thunder. Running outside a poke free with 2 seconds left. He'll try a 35-footer. And no good. He got hit on the way down. He thought he was fouled by Payne, who tried to close out. Nothing called, and that's how the quarter comes to a close. 52-37, Yamaha Central. Still a nice, hefty lead here in Seneca on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Here we go with the fourth quarter. Yamaha Central leading at home against Jefferson West, 52-37. 4 players from Yamaha Central in double figures already. 12 for Hilbert, 11 apiece for Trent Thomas and Colby Free, and 10 for Evan Olbernay. High post catch. Payne goes right side, high up the glass, and good. Payne now with 8 points. Leading the way for the Tigers is Gage Galley. He has 13. Again, he made 4 2-point field goals in that third quarter. 8 points in the frame. Ice pass from Olbernay near half court. Shot no good, though, by Peterson. And out of bounds, and they're going to say it's Yamaha Central basketball. I thought that was for sure going to be Jeff West basketball, but Thunder are going to get another opportunity here. Inbound, far side corner, tough pass. Olbernay for 3. Got it! What a pass on the inbound. And Olbernay knocks down the 3, makes it 55-39. Drive by Holthouse, and whistle, and a foul. Being aggressive right after the 3-point make is that foul committed by Trent Thomas, the second. Nobody for Yamaha Central has more than 2 fouls. Holthouse making his first trip to the free throw line this evening. First one for the Southpaw is good. On a right back in the game, we check in for Nicholas Herman. Second one for Holthouse is no good. Too strong rebound, Trent Thomas. So Holthouse, 6 points for him. 55-40, Yamaha Central, 7:10 to go in the ballgame. Cross half court pass to Olbernay. To the wing, he's double teamed. He'll get it out of there to Thomas at the top of the key. And he'll set up the play. Thomas circles to his left to the wing. Defended heavily by Payne, the forward. You know, passes out to Oberding. He's double-teamed. Crossover dribble. Gets around Payne. Drives. Kicks. Far side corner. Three. Trent Thomas on the way. Good! Fantastic job maintaining their composure, knocking down a triple after being double-teamed multiple times. Now, quickly, old house. Offensive foul. Out of control. And they didn't really take a charge. He just kind of ran into Hilbert. He just stood there. And they call an offensive foul. Not quite sure about that call. Yeah, and that will be against Holthouse. That is the second. 58-40, Emaw Central. 6:30 to go, fourth quarter. Peterson gets it back to Thomas. Peterson gets it back, far side wing. All alone to Hilbert, high post. He'll dribble out to the perimeter. The top of the key to free, far side wing. Thomas with the catch, lob inside, Hilbert goes to work. From the right block, spinning, shot good off the glass, and 14 for him. That is his seventh field goal make. It's 60-40. What an offensive performance from John Thomas's group here on the night where they celebrate his 500th career win from this last Saturday. Got the key catch for Cooper Watkins, defended by Peterson. To Galley, top of the key catch for Payne. Left side Holthouse, defended by Trent Thomas. Far side wing, Reich. Good defense by Emaw Central. They're still in the man-to-man. Been in it for most of the game. Backdoor cut, Payne. Drive, kick, corner three. Watkins, no good. Rebound Peterson. Actually, it was from the corners from the near side wing. It's under control. Hilbert, two-cutting Thomas, and the Payne. Nice dish to free. And he is fouled. He wanted the dunk, but he got hit by the body in the air. Just kind of... He was maybe 1 foot inside the paint, so it would have been a tall ask. That foul was picked up by Holthouse. Actually, correction, by Gage Galley. That is his second free. He goes back to the free throw line for a fourth time tonight. First free throw is no good. He is 3 for 7 from the charity stripe. Hasn't been his best part of his game tonight, but still 11 points for the 6'8 junior. Second one is good. 61-40, Emaw Central. 5:15 to go. Thunder on their way to their ninth league victory, moving to 9-4 in league play. There's just 5 minutes left in this ball game. A couple of moderately sizable victories for the Thunder here this evening. Reich, foul going up, and one. And Reich now with 8 points. That goes against Oberding, his first. First free throw, and only free throw is short, rebound Oberding. 9 points for, actually, excuse me, eight points for Reich. Nice find for Abe Hilbert. He cuts back door. And Hilbert, all four quarters with two-point field goal makes. Eight of those on the ball game. 16 points for the 6'6 senior forward. Passes behind Galley. Trying to save for going to the backcourt. Caught by three. In transition. Driving. Shot. Good. Colby Free is having a monster night himself. He has 14. 65-42, three for Reich is short, rebound free. And he will give it up to Thomas with 4 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. The 16 for Abe Hilbert, 14 for Colby Free, 13 for Evan Oberding, and 14 for Trent Thomas. Nice find for Hilbert down low. His shot is deflected, but they're going to say his last out on him. Cooper Kramer, Carter Rottinghouse, Carter Hike. In for Emaw Central, in for Trent Thomas, Evan Oberding. And they took four players out. Cade Peterson is going to stay in the game, and Abe Hilbert will exit as well. 65-42 Thunder. Be sure to stay tuned after this one as we have our Community National Bank High School School Board show. We have a foul on the floor here now. Jacob Baugh leading the charge. You need a heck of a 24 hours or so for Jake Spaulding. He's going to be action there. He's going to be doing the Community National High School Scoreboard Show, but then after that, he's going to be doing the regional wrestling in Tonganoxie. That'll be tomorrow. As once again, I got my power knocked out, so I'm putting onto my cell phone to make the call. And deflection out of bounds, and it will go to Jefferson West. 65-44, 3:27 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here on our game of the week here on KMZA. Had this happen earlier in the girls, right before the girls' game started, so gonna roll with the punches. Shot is good for Tucker Holthouse. Knocked down a long two. And Holthouse is having himself a pretty solid ball game. 3:05 left to go. Drive baseline for Watkins. He'll kick it out. Galley pulls up. 15-footer. Short. Rebound free. Meanwhile, Central basketball. Kramer with it. From inside the half-court C. Peterson to free. He'll skip for three. That's a little bit too strong and off the backboard. And Peterson gets hit hard, but no foul called. And it will stay. Actually, it'll go to Jefferson West. 2:26 left in our ball game. 65-46. Nemaha Central up big here at home. Near side wing catch. This is Jason Payne. He'll kick it out. Drive. Pull up jumper for Holthouse. That's no good. Rebound for the Thunder. Here comes Kramer. Up far side on the run. Shot off the glass. That's no good. Tip into the hands of Tucker Holthouse. Roddinghouse gets the steal, but he lost it out of bounds. With 1:55 to go.
Don't see it. Help.
And the official on your side is calling for help, and they're going to say it is Jefferson West basketball, which is the right call. And Colby Free will go ahead and exit the ball game. What a night for him. 14 points for Colby Free. With 1:50 to go, it's not going to be done for the day as Derek Wirtz checked in for the Thunder. This is Carter Reich. That's the near side wing for Peterson. Peterson towards top of the key. Drive right side. He stops the block, kicks it out. Peterson, three on the way. Too strong. Tipped into the hands of Holthouse. He'll let it. Here comes Reich. Lob it high up for Payne. It's caught underneath the basket. Shut up. It's good up the glass. And Jason Payne now has 10 points. Second leading scorer on the evening for the Tigers. Being scored is Galley. He has 13. Now a turnover's on the other way. And now a 5-for-5 substitution for Nemaha Central. They will bring in Leighton Thomas, as well as Carter Kramer. Also Caleb Strothman. Jack Mackey. And we also have a number 22 that is not listed in my program. So unable to give you that number, unfortunately. And for Jefferson West, they're also going to make a bunch of substitutions as well with 1:05 left to go in the ball game. This is Tate Seymour with the ball. Max Tuck with it. He'll try three. That's no good. Nicholas Herman checking in as well. So is Mason McCollum and Ryan Pressler. This is Leighton Thomas. Get up to the far side wing. Kick to the near side wing for Mackey. Caleb Strothman trying to drive. He'll give it up. Carter Kramer. Pass to Leighton Thomas. Drive right side. Kick backwards to Carter Kramer. He'll look to drive in the lane with 28 seconds left. He's blocked. Gets his miss. Second try for Kramer, and he's fouled going up. And Carter Kramer goes to the free throw line. Carter Kramer is a 5'11 senior. the crowd here and the bench going crazy for Carter. First free throw off the right side, no good. 24.8 seconds left, 65-48 Thunder. They're going to improve to 9-4 in league play and 13-6 on the regular season. Second one for Kramer is no good as well, and a rebound for Jefferson West, Tate Seymour. Seymour had it poked away by Carter Kramer, and the bench loves that because it goes out of bounds. Bounder is Max Suck. He'll get it in to Pressler. Far side wing catch for Seymour. Top of the key for Tuck. He'll try a fadeaway three. Shot's no good. A little bit short. On rebound for Carter Kramer. And he trips up and muffs it. Back to Jefferson West. Tuck's going to try a three off the dribble with 2 seconds left. It's no good. That's how the game comes to an end. 65-48. Nemaha Central gets the win at home. And we will step aside for a quick break, and we'll come back with your post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is!
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Final score here in Seneca, Nemaha Central. They pull off the sweep here at home as the boys win 65-48 here in our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. Looking at the team leaders, first for Jefferson West, 13 points for Gage Galley. He had 4 2-point field goals in the third quarter with 8 points in that frame to get to his 13 points. Also, Jason Payne, he did a good job coming off the bench to replace Caleb Morris, who spent most of the time on the bench due to foul trouble. He finished his game with 10 points. 8 points for Connor Reich, 6 for Tucker Holthouse, 4 for Cooper Watkins, and 3 for Kyle Herman. And for Nemaha Central, 16 points for Abe Hilbert as he made 8 2-point field goals in this one with 2 in every single quarter. He is your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. So 16 points for Abe Hilbert. He is your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank. But he is one of 4 Thunder players with double digits tonight. 14 points apiece for Trent Thomas and Colby Free. Thomas, he had 4 field goal makes in the first half, made a 3-pointer in the fourth quarter. And as for Colby Free, he had 5 points in the third quarter on a couple of field goal makes, and he was 4 for 8 from the free throw line tonight. Also 13 points as well for Evan Oberding, 4 points for Cooper Kramer, and 2 apiece for Carter Rottinghouse and Carter Hike. That is going to do it here from Seneca. Your final score on the boys' side, 65-48. Also, the girls take care of business handily as well, 46-25. Be sure to stay tuned for our Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. And also, tune in to some area wrestling tomorrow. The Jeff West boys will be in Tonganoxie for the Class 4A Regional. That will be on the Holton Channel at MSCSports.net. And the Nemaha Central boys will be wrestling on the Sabetha Channel. They will be in Rocksville. Myself, Brandon Tabin, will be calling that. And Jake Spaulding will be out there in Holton calling that. So busy. Busy 24 hours coming up here for Jake. That was my thought right before I lost my connection. But that is going to do it here in Seneca. Thanks to Kurt Killen back in the booth. I'm Jared Sluffy signing off. Once again, Nemaha Central boys winner 65-48 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.